This is the National Public Broadcast of Imam W.D. Muhammad.
Yes. In the Bible, we have the Lord's Prayer, called the Lord's Prayer. It's a very special prayer. It's a prayer revealed to people. God revealed it through Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Christ. He revealed it through Him. And the prayer goes like this. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. I'm not giving all of it, because I'm giving only that part that I'm addressing right now. Thy kingdom come. Now, we know that's old language that we don't use anymore. We don't speak like that in the streets. Your kingdom come. Thy will be done. Your will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. To understand that, we have to understand the thinking in the mind of those who came before Jesus Christ, certainly before Muhammad the prophet, before Moses, before even Noah. There were men called in the Bible, and women, a few women too, seers. S-E-E-R-S. Seers. From the word see. Seers. They were called that because they were straining in their minds, and in their souls, in their hearts, in their spirit, straining to understand what is truth for human beings, for human life, for human behavior in family, in community, in the world. What is truth? What have we been created for? They didn't have these names that we have now when they began thinking for that purpose. And don't forget, W.E.B. Du Bois said that we will progress. Black political thinker, black philosopher, philosophical thought thinker as well, W.E.B. Du Bois. He said we will progress in the measure that we are willing to teach our children to think. So we are so frightened and so intimidated by what's going on and so overly occupied by the busy things that Satan has created for us. We don't have no time to tell our children anything but behave. Stop. Don't do that. And they have gone so far in their wrong behavior that they don't need to be told to stop behaving. They need to be told to stop thinking the way you are thinking. And start thinking for your own good human life. But we're too busy trying to survive another day to give our children that kind of attention that W.E.B. Du Bois wanted us to give them. Now, those seers, they were thinkers. Thinking and searching with their thoughts to find how to best manage my life. Not my life for me, my life for human beings. They were thinking for all of us. And God heard them. God loved them. And He responded to them. And He gave them guidance through their souls or in their souls and through their spirit that was for goodness. He guided them and revealed to them the truth and the way. For the truth is the way. The truth of our own existence and how we are to manage our own life. It is the way. There is no way outside of your body. God created the pattern for your body when he created your body. He created the direction for your life when he created human life. That's why Islam is called the religion of the original nature. Deen al-fitra. Fitratu allati fatara an-nasa alayha. It is the religion of the original nature, the pattern upon which God patterned all civilized societies. And they didn't lose their civilized standards until they left that pattern. Yes. And that brings us back to prayer, where it is said, no people have fallen until they left off their devotion to prayer. Abandoned their devotion to prayer. Now, how is it that prayer is going to preserve my original life pattern? The blueprint for me being successful as a human being and as a human people. How is prayer going to help that? Prayer, when it's sincere, prayer when it's offered to a high authority, not to a popular figure, not to somebody because he's popular, or to something because it excites my imagination, but to the one that I reason to be the creator of everything, the one to whom I owe my own good existence and my own good life and future. That's the one. When we find that one, just that connection alone preserves the pattern for our life, our behavior, our future. It preserves that pattern. Just consciousness and faith in that high authority to whom we owe everything good. Our parents before us, this generation and our children to come, everything we owe to him. Everything that we're able to produce out of the earth, we owe him for that. When we come to that kind of thinking and we pray to that one, we try to remember him. We don't want to forget him. We don't want to go to bed without recalling him and thanking him. We don't want to get up and open our eyes on the world without thanking him. This is your world. We didn't make it for ourselves. We couldn't have created these things. A person like that, keeping in mind that God created, will not lose their excellent human nature and the blueprint for their life and future in that nature made by God himself. He says, remember me and I will remember you. It doesn't mean the way we remember things. It means that if you keep your life for me, I will keep your life for you. Allahu Akbar, God is greater. Oh, he's the greatest, brother Imam. Not greater, the greatest. Well, that's Trinitarian thinking, and I'm a Muslim. God is greater. Now, whatever you're thinking about, he's greater. This brings us to human rights. The best of life that God created you for is your inheritance. Why do you have to use this language, inheritance? Because the Satan, the enemy of man, he wants to take human beings out of that life so he can have their production. He can have not only their life, but have their production. He's more interested in what you can produce, your production. You go and make a salary, and you don't have any plan for your family that require you to invest some of that money into your family. You go establish a business, you're making thousands, maybe millions in a year, but you don't have any plans to use that money and improve life in your neighborhood, conditions in your neighborhood. You're just making it Well, there's somebody that has use for it, a plan for it. If you don't wake up to your own value, resources, and where those resources should go. If you don't wake up to it, there's somebody with a plan for it. That's Satan. That's Shaitan. Oh, he talks about the devil like he's real. Not only is he real, but in Islam we're told in our holy book that hell is a reality. To let you know, it's no dream. Although you can catch hell while sleeping. But hell is real. And Narul Haq, the hellfire is reality. It's real. That's in Quran, in our holy book. Jesus Christ, peace be on him. I read the gospel. I went to churches. And I read the gospel as a young man. When I began to pay attention to what my family expected of me, my father, my mother, my sisters, my brothers, some of them are here right now, my sisters and brothers. My brother and my sisters are not here. One, I have one sister, she's not here. She's in a home for the elderly. And I wish I was with her right now. And I will visit her, I hope, soon. But my brother is here, and I wouldn't be surprised if more than one of my brothers is here. My brother Elijah, I saw him as I was coming in. I didn't pay no attention as a boy coming up to what they said about me. I just heard it, just smitten my mind and passed right through my mind. I was an obedient child, always. Obedient, very obedient. Not only did I obey my parents, I obeyed my sister. My sister tell me something to do, I obeyed her. If she led me wrong, it was her fault. I was obedient. And she didn't lead me wrong. One time she pulled a trick on me just for fun. She knew how crazy I was about Mama's lemon cream pies. In fact, I got tricked twice. One time she said she was the cause of me being tricked. Another time I tricked myself. How I tricked myself, my mother would sometimes make the custard and she would wait till the next day or wait till when she wanted to do it. Then she put the custard in the pie, most likely the next day in the crust, and put it in the oven. And I liked it so much, I looked at the refrigerator and I saw a bowl and it looked like that custard, lemon cream pie custard. Not that stuff you buy from these fast food places. Not that kind of lemon cream pie. Kind of lemon cream pie you go to Georgia to get. They make it from scratch. And they cook the batter, the custard, and a double boiler to keep it from sticking. One pot got the water in it, the other pot sitting in that pot, over that pot, to keep it from sticking. That's the lemon cream pie I'm talking about. Now you know it's good, right? So anyway, I looked in there and I saw this in the bowl. I just grabbed it. It was the fat from some lamb she had cooked. And she had put turmeric in it or something, I guess. It looked just like lemon cream pie custard. I got my punishment for doing that. Yes, that taste in my mouth sure punished me. But I expected the custard taste, you know? Oh boy, that was punishing. It's like a beautiful, sweet girl, and and you say, what is this? Have I got myself into? punishment. Well, anyway, my sister, she knew I liked that custard, knew I liked that lemon cream pie. And she took a spoon and handed me something that looked just like the custard. Now, this was much earlier now. So I'm a teenager now, and I'm still in that custard out of my mother's refrigerator. Trying to, anyway. Thinking I was going to get it. She put the spoon into my mouth, and I'm thinking it's custard. She had to tell me about this because I doubt if I was 3 years old. Probably 2 years old around that age. She put it into my mouth, and she told me about it more than once. Said, you should see your little face. You frowned up. And it was funny to her, you know. But I was obedient. And she used to tell other people how obedient I was. She said, I could tell Wallace to sit over against the wall on the floor. She said he would sit there all day long. So he wouldn't move until I tell him he could move. So obedience was in my nature. God created me with obedience in my nature. Strong obedience in my nature. You all should know your imam. Your imam is a very special guy. And he didn't make himself this way. Left up to me, I'd be with that girl, first girl I fell in love with. I'd be at her house right now. But it ain't left up to me. I have to do what I was created for. Yeah. So anyway, and I want no attention to myself. That's not to make you look at me any differently. No attention to myself. Only to what Allah wants. That's all I want you to see, is what Allah wants for us. Yes. So back away from that and back to prayer. So prayer is more than begging God. Prayer is more than responding or acting out of fear or out of even admiration or love or praise for God. Prayer is more than that. Although we know that this is the nature of the human soul to express itself like that, but this nature is put in us to connect us with Creator. And once we connect with Creator, if we are thinking beings, and the Quran puts very, very strong emphasis on thinking. Thinking. Nothing is stressed more in the Quran than the exercise of the mind. Thinking to find its purpose and its obedience that it was created for. Obedience to its God, its Lord, its Creator. Yes. So prayer is to bring us to eventually see with our minds how we are to identify human life and how we are to protect it for its great future as the inheritor of all that God has created for the good of living things. Yes! God in the Quran, he says, yes, you're going to inherit a garden of paradise. But don't think it's up there only. Says it extends throughout the skies and the earth. Yes, throughout the skies and the earth. Man with his imagination and his hopes, his dreams, have traveled with his thoughts, with his good thoughts, out into space. And if he never thought on space, he would never reach space. But thinking on space enabled him to create things using the power and the tools and the substances God gave us in making the earth. Man got out of the earth those tools, those powers, those substances, and he put it together and made a ship with power to jet up through the spaces of earth, through the skies around the earth, and go beyond the gravity pull or the gravity belt of the earth, escape it, and go out and penetrate the space beyond the gravitation of earth and reach the moon and other bodies up in the sky. Man is only doing what God created him for. Man is only doing what God said he could do. And where is the black leadership? Where is the African leadership? Where is the African American leadership to connect us with that kind of thinking? So that our society of African Americans, our communities of African Americans, can be moving in the road of progress for the destiny of man. Not just for the destiny of a superfly. He ain't going far. Destiny of a drug pusher, a drug addict, a woman chaser, a lover of big cars, expensive cars, a show-off, well, a show-off his diamonds and his long coats. No, his destiny is short. They got a decorated casket for him already. The funeral home man gonna make $50,000 on him because he wants the casket to be bedecked with diamonds, maybe. That's foolishness. God didn't create you to think in no small terms. God created every man, woman, and child to think in big terms. This world is big. And this world engages your mind. It touches your thinking. It touches your thinking. And it causes you to look at it and admire it and think about it. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. When we look up at the heavens, we see a bigger world than the one we have on earth. We see a world of worlds. We see space that we can't measure. We see distances that we can't reach. We see something that invites our mind to grow, to expand, to think bigger. And we see a great big world of order, of laws, of constant behavior. Not behavior changing, going from one extreme to another like these fads we live by. You want to cover your nakedness in this season of the fashions? Of the fashions, the creators of the fashions. And in another season, you want to take everything off. You are modest in one season of the fashion makers, and you are brazen, very indecent in another season of the fashion makers. So you are not even having constant morality. Your morality lives and dies, comes in and lives and then is killed for disobedience to God. And for shameful behavior. Huh? Yes. So when the prayer is mentioned as the Lord's Prayer, give us on this earth as it is in heaven, thy kingdom come. Meaning give us an establishment on this earth. A way to live with each other on this earth. Like the orders and the laws that are constant in the heavens. And the prayer says, that is your will, God. Because you made that up there, and you made this down here. But we have left the order that is universal for the fads that are local and temporary. Huh? So in this time on earth, a preacher that is not preaching the return to the best of human life and is not trying to get you to organize and love one another at home and love one another in the neighborhood and support each other in all good doing and be the friend of your brother and sister and your friend and don't support each other in bad doing and bad behavior just to keep friendship. Don't do that. This time is too critical for any of us to turn our eyes, our attention away from self-destruction. Whether it's in us or in another person or in our neighborhood, is too critical for us to turn our eyes from self-destruction. And we are going to self-destruction when we let every other neighborhood, Polish, Spanish, Irish, no matter what it is, Jewish, every other neighborhood stands up on its own feet and it supplies its people, the neighbors, with the goods that that particular people are creating or producing. And you come in the African American neighborhood and we are leaving it all to others. This is a shame on our race. How can the African in Africa have any spirit over there to take responsibility for his life and how he's living it when he looks to the greatest country in the world, when it's in terms of freedom to produce, freedom to get and have and produce more? This is the greatest country on earth. He looks to the greatest country on earth and he sees his flesh called African Americans or blacks in America. He sees us in our neighborhood and we have no more responsibility in our neighborhood than we did on the plantation. The plantation belonged to the slave master, not us. So we couldn't put stores and businesses to serve us on the plantation. Now we're in these cities and our neighborhoods are showing that we are producing nothing. Nothing. We just have a neighborhood to sleep and eat in and have sex in, but leave all the structures to other people. That's got to stop. Even if we have to declare a revolution and start beating and killing blacks in America. And I'm serious. And I might be off the air. But I want you to know I'm a peaceful man. I will search for every other answer. I'll search for answers all night and day for weeks and months and years before I shed blood. But I'll tell you the truth. I'm ready to shed blood. I am. I'm ready to kill people for my inheritance. And thank you very much. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.
More on the ministry of Imam W.D. Muhammad. Call all right. Ministry of W.D. Muhammad, 1-708-798-6750. All right. Ministry of Imam W.D. Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.